I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Yeah! Oh yeah, I'm going to add some value to your life. 2 cents with Little Jess. Yep, that's me. This is where you're going to get that extra added value to certain topics that we talked about today on the Chet Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC. Let's get into it.
Got the weirdest call from a friend of mine, says the email, telling me how hurt he was that I was liking all of his ex-wife's photos on Instagram, but not his. I told him that it was not me who was liking all of his ex-wife's photos on Instagram, but not his, but that it was my wife. So then he asked that if we would both either like his photos too or not like either one of them.
Oh, wow.
This guy is 32 years old. He is a grown adult. Multiple exclamation points. My wife said that he is being ridiculous and that I need to lose his number. Though I don't endorse his behavior, this guy is a good friend, and I'd like to keep it that way. Is it too much? Okay, here's where it gets sticky. Is it too much to ask my wife to just be cool?
Absolutely, it's too much to ask your wife to be cool. But I have a lot more to add than that. I'll go ahead and let Brian answer the question. Is it too much to ask your wife to be cool?
You can't control what your wife does, nor should you. The problem is when you start trying to control somebody else, it never works out. So you're your own person. Do what you got to do.
Okay, do what you got to do. Well, Hot Ryan chimed in.
I mean, at this point, you know, he said it's a really rough breakup. So what does it hurt to give him a few Instagram likes, boost his confidence a little bit, say, you know, like, we still care about you too. And then as that wound starts to heal, you take him out and say, you know, you don't need Instagram likes to feel better about yourself.
Yeah, I agree with that last statement right there. You do not need Instagram likes. You do not need followers. You don't need any social media outlets to make you feel better about yourself. So you also don't need them to make you feel really bad about yourself either. Uber RJ, go ahead.
He needs to stop letting social media run his life. It's his ex-wife. He needs to grow up.
Yeah, I mean, not only are you letting social media run your life, but you're still letting your ex-wife run your life. All right. Let's start with the actual question. Is it too much to ask your wife to be cool? Yes, it is way too much to ask your wife to be cool. Unfortunately, your friend has you tangled up, and it's about to get knotted up if you ask your wife to just be cool. So, yeah. Mm-mm. And then your wife is asking you to lose the number of your friend? That's not cool on her part either. See, your friend with the ex-wife has put you in the middle of drama that you didn't ask for. And now there's this web with your wife and the web with your friend. All right, leave your wife alone about it. Do not get rid of your friend. Your wife can manage being cool with the fact that you're still cool with this guy. So what I would say is, as a friend, you definitely got to remind your friend that if he's this heartbroken right now, social media is the last place he needs to be. With all of that information and access to be able to see this and that, it's totally unhealthy right now. I remember when I went through the breakup with my ex, I actually was so obsessed with what was going on with his Facebook that I went to a mutual friend of ours and actually asked her if I could have the password to her Facebook so I could see what's going on with his Facebook life. I know, Pathetic, right? I can't believe I asked that question. But let me just tell you how incredibly bomb my friend is. She was like, no. And to this day, I have never once been mad at her for that response, because she did exactly what you should be doing when people are going through a really bad breakup or someone who's asking to do something that's really unhealthy for their spirit. Imagine if I would have gotten access. Imagine the stupid things I would have done and said on top of the stupid things I already did and said. So I love Miss Janita, a.k.a. Kizzy, for denying me access, because going through a breakup and looking at social media is very unhealthy. Your friend does not need to be doing that. Second, what I would offer is maybe telling your friend, maybe you're not getting a lot of likes because of the stuff that's on there. And hey, how about you go take a photo shoot? Because right now he's feeling really down. He's not feeling confident about himself. He's feeling like no one likes me. So if he is going to stay on social media, he needs to block his ability to be able to see everything his wife does. And then number two, get some new photos up there and start, you know, liking yourself again. Start admiring yourself. Look at yourself in the mirror. You're a hot stud. Get back out there. Unless you cheated on her, well, then you're just a freaking jerk. You know how these things go. And just that fast, it's a wrap. 2 Cents with Little Jess. Catch the Chet Buchanan Show weekday mornings on 98.5
KLUC. T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.